Good afternoon, everybody. So the plan for the next little bit, as you know, is we're going to start with some sections of Alex and Phantom Band. And we're going to move, once Ruben has a chance to move through those, the things that he needs to kind of address and get ready, we're going to move straight into St. Francis. And with that, we're going to run through the second movement first, and we're going to run through the first movement, and during those times, we're going to Dr. Masson is going to be working on with you and helping so we can make sure that we produce the music in a way that, to the best of our ability, that he envisions from here on the paper to out into space. So we are very privileged to have him here to work with us this week. So if you will please welcome Dr. David Masson to our room.
Thank you. Very kind. Well, and thank you. It's an honor, and it will evolve as a pleasure as we get going together. My whole need in the music making is just that we make music together as opposed to technical chunks of this and that. We're going to make music all through the rest of our week together today. So I want to start and not take too much time with you now, just to let you know who I am. And we'll start with our friend Alex here. This is a neat little piece. It's had some nice performances, especially for children. The last performance of this was in Beijing, China, with a Chinese narration, and very interesting to hear all that. So I won't say any more. We'll get started on this, and then we'll begin our conversation back and forth. We'll see what you sound like, what this begins to feel like, and then, as I need to, we'll begin to talk about what to do. So when you're ready, you can start to work. One thought for solo trombone, just a bigger sound. So you're the solo, Mark Mezzaforte, with a nice full-bodied sound. And listen forward. Can you hear the oboe? Okay, and listen back. So you guys just come into a pairing between you. Okay, but just take a confident breath and make a nice big sound. All right. Thank you.
One, two, three. Fly, fly, the land. So let's try 284. Well,
and both oboe and trombone, you get to measure 290, you've gotten to forte, and then it's forte with accent staccato. So just a very solid da-ba to finish this thing. And you've made your statement, boom, done, okay?
Okay. You have 284. No, excuse me. 282.
For those of you starting at 292, really assertive, yeah, pop, pop, boom, bump, and then very gradually you move down to your low space. But it's left with an assertive gesture in 19291 by the trombone and oboe. You pick it up that way, we are confident, and then we release into the solo euphonium, okay? That's it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, I think this is great. Let's do the whole valse, please. But first, let's try. Yeah, let's do the whole valse. 252, please.
Sing more. Can I ask you to, at measure 290, horns, it's just you guys, all right? You've got the second beat, and I need it, ba, all right? Ba, all right? So you give me that one. Now I want you, trombone, sing more. Right now you're playing sort of tentatively in yourself. Sing the line like you're singing an operatic sound. Okay, all right, make it, do that. All right.
So 270.
Thank you. Okay. For euphonium, you have a beautiful sound, and you're capable of making that a lovely lyrical line. Your pulse is a bit off from your conductors, right? The tiniest bit out of phase with what he is doing. I need you to be very close now into what he's doing. So.
Okay. Okay, so let's move to 184. See if we can connect. I'm hoping to record. 184, please. Trumpets. Good at crescendo, please, in these first notes. Right?
Trumpets, where are you guys? I need a brilliant sound from you. It started out okay, and then it disappeared. All right, I need the full thing. From percussion, your downbeat at measure 190 has to take all of that energy and make it a pure fortissimo. Right now you sort of did it, but I need you just to bang into that and stay there with that. Okay, go ahead. Now, that's a nice pianissimo, okay? Yours is marked fortissimo, or forte. Give it to me, all right? All right. You gotta do it. Play what's on your page, and play it with abandon. Just go for it, all right? Shorter grace. Your tempo is too slow, so you okay. Are in the 140s, so you need to be right at the 152.
Felizzo, 199, please. With the fermata. Fermata in white.
Thank you. stop you now. Okay. No. A certain inertia is beginning to crawl in, and the tempo is beginning to fall backward, and I can feel it when we get to the bassoons at measure 234. You must be aggressive in your tempo, and I want now just to say altogether, be truly aggressive in your dynamics. If it's marked forte piano, give it a punch, and don't be afraid of that, right? Just give it a little bit of teeth and claws, always, right? So soft sounds, pianissimo, pianissimo, piano, have to be that. Forte, fortissimo, go the full distance, you know, immediately, all right? All right, you're beginning to sound nice. I like this music, right?
All right, so same point, fermata.
Measure.
198.
Saxophones, as a group, you can make a lot more sound than that. Right, yes. Just do it. Okay, can you go right there at measure 239 okay. With a true fortissimo accent, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, 239. Oh, 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 oh. Beep, bop, bop, bop.
That's nice.
Very nice. Very nice. And the accelerando was good.
Yeah. Okay. That quality of brightness, you know, for you guys, all right? For saxophones. That's, yes.
Okay, okay. So let's try this complete section, 184, because it's the section that we would like to record tonight. 184. Trumpets, 188. There are three notes in the second trumpet.
Thank you. You're beginning to have the feeling now that you play this music from the heart, with the full heart. You know, that when you have your beautiful solo, you let it blossom. You know, it's not about just making nice; it's about letting it blossom and come through you in that beautiful way. The same for trombone. When you have your solo, just here I am. Yeah. Okay. So, and the ensemble now is beginning to show that brightness and quality, which I like. Okay. Okay, that's marked fortissimo. It's marked fortissimo, and where are the chimes? Okay, okay. All right, just do it, guys, all right? Just.
That part, 424.
For a moment, your tempo there is a bit slow. The marking of 90 has to be that much, right? It feels like it might want to be that a little bit slower, but is no. Okay, for percussion at measure 424, you have to give that energy to the whole ensemble when they come in at 429, which means you got to do it. Triangle, I got to hear some sound. You have a bigger instrument somewhere? Okay. All right. You just have to be surprising. That's a nice pianissimo. I need big sound from you. And this is at measure 424, where you've got your tremolo, your. Okay, let's put it in context so that you know. But you just rival everybody. You know, push them so that that your sound is in there. Okay, can you go there? 424, is that good? Okay, now, at 424, you have a tremolo, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yours is, it's not single strokes, it's tremolo.
424.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have tremolo. In 424, you have tremolo.
You don't have it. Oh, gosh. Oh, so there we go. All right. So 424 through all the way through. Yours is tremolo all the way through until downbeat of 434, and then you change the symbol. Okay. So that's the quality. All right. I'm sorry. All right. But you just go for it now. Symphony. Two things that I need from you. 437, tam tam. Who has it? That sound has to be damped immediately at 437 so that other things can come through. For the percussion, vibraphone, you've got forte in measure 437, then a mezzo forte, then a mezzo piano. So grade your sounds so that they come down appropriately. And chimes, the wind chimes, fade with your conductor. He'll be the one to tell you when to release that, okay?
443, do you want to pause to connect with that?
Or yeah, right, there is a breath point, right? Breath with a little bit of a fermata over it so that you have a separation there. Okay, now, full ensemble, this is measure 431. Your tempo is here, and your triplets are slow. You're pulling your conductor backwards on those triplets, all right? Dum bum 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 dee. Okay, so be right there with the game.
Okay, so let's try 429, please. Everybody
3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3
Yeah.
So let's do 444.
Go ahead.
He'll start you at the, in the fast tempo and then I think go immediately to two. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to start them with yum, bum, ba, da, dum, and then go to two. Did you want to start that? Or, I thought that's what you did, but no.
Yes.
Okay. So give them the fast tempo and then you can move into the two.
You're a little behind. is a drink. Pop, pop, pop. Right? Okay, so let's try 444 one more time, please.
At 476, trombones, you have a big responsibility into 477. You're the ones that move that bar. One, two, three, pop, 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 and it has to be solidly there. Push your tempo with your conductor. Right now there's an inertia begins to come in again. So find the 180 and make sure you stay right in it, okay? There it is. It's a bit faster than you want to think it is, all right? Just go for it.
Okay, so right to 474.
Ruben, try again. Come on, trombones, let's go. You got to move that line. You're slowing us down like crazy, and everybody has to follow you. Come on, let's do it. The third time we've asked you to do it right. Okay, let's go.
474.
I think everything that you can give it, yes. Let's do one more to solidify that, okay? All right.
So last time, 474.
I want to say just one thing before we go a little bit further. And, you know, we're starting a process now of 3 days of intensive rehearsal and recording, and it can begin already with a sense of, oh, God, we're going to get it. And I want you to go the other way, you know, to give yourself the sense that we are playing music. We forget about the word play. We play an instrument. We play, you know, which means to have a good time, goofing around with something that you really like to do. All right, and that's how I want to go with this music and with you. All right, so feel the joy, feel the exuberance of this music. Let yourself just flow with it. We'll stop you. We'll say, do this, do that, and to point at trombones and say, do better and stuff like that. Right, and you will. Yeah, okay, and just let yourself go into this now. All right, have a try at it.
Let's try 472 fermata, just to make sure the connection is solid. 72 fermata.
That's fun. Okay.
Thank you.
On those three, I'm pa-pa-pum. We're going pa-pa-pa, pa-pa-pum. Release that note, I think it'll feel like it's better in time. Okay? Terrific. Thank you very much.
Anything okay, else? Yeah. No, we're good.
Okay, St. Francis, go movement two, please. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that music.
Yeah, it's good.
Some cool little piece.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've actually been in front of it, isn't it? So.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah, just moves.
Would you like to start at the beginning and run through? Is that what you want to try to do on this?
We'll start. We'll do what we just did. You know, this kind of... When I hear something that I need to say, then I'll say.
Start at the top and then run through.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
He'll stop you when he wants to stop.
We'll just do the same process we just did.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds all right. Yeah.
Do you mind if I say a word or two before we...
Please.
Okay. Okay. Once you feel settled, I just want to say a word or two about why this title, why St. Francis. Anybody here who knows anything about St. Francis? Are there any people who have had any background with St. Francis at all? There's one person raises a hand. St. Francis was 13th century... Christian. He started off as a son of a noble person, not a noble, but a wealthy merchant who wanted him to go into the business. St. Francis, as a young person, was party boy. Yeah. He was a singer, player, a party boy. This is what he did until he had the experience which knocked him over completely, and he found himself opened to a very powerful spiritual ideal. And it moved his life into a radical place, the idea of radical poverty, that is, of having literally nothing, and the people who followed him having literally nothing, with the absolute trust in the force of the divine to work through them, and it did. Now, this ideal of St. Francis has come through the centuries since. It touches many people. And I'm going to show something. We think of St. Francis, if at all, as the saint who talked with birds and animals, who was a kindly kind of presence. And he wasn't that at all. Yes, he did talk to the animals. He was a fierce, fierce person, fiercely dedicated to what he was doing, fiercely open to the power of the divine to come through him. In an absolute way, in a way that we cannot understand now. If you saw this person in front of you today, this would be a crazy person. We look at it that way, you know. But what I came to, because I had a dream of St. Francis some years ago, and I'll share that with you just a little bit. The dream was a very simple one. It was of being backstage in a theater like this and being shown what appeared to be a sculpture, and it looked sort of like a bowling pin, but it was metal. And the person showing it said, "You cannot approach this thing because it's thousands of degrees hot. And if you do, if you try to touch it, you will kill yourself." All right, that was the dream, end of dream. And in my meditation on that dream, I then approach it in the same way, see the object, and say, "All right, I'm going to touch that and see what happens." And I did. And that object turned into the human figure of St. Francis. He was dressed, however, as a Chinese peasant. And in one hand was an African child, in the other hand, an Asian child. And that was a message to me, that music has to go out through the world. It has to go out to the world. Music has to go out through the world and through children, and then through young people such as yourself. And then as you go out and become teachers, you will bring that ideal of essentially power and peace to people through your music and through your teaching. And that was the message of St. Francis. And so that thousands of degrees hot thing is St. Francis, right? That thing which you cannot touch, you know, that heart of God essentially is the thing that you cannot touch, but which can now move through you. And this is what happens in this music. It becomes hot, yeah, overwhelming. And this is where we go with it. So I wanted you to hear that and to know that this is where I am with that. And that title, St. Francis, came to me as this piece began to arise. Pieces of music arise in dream fashion. It's not like, oh, what's my form? What's my tune? No. There's a large dream begins to form around a certain issue, and then it begins to reveal itself, and it goes, oh, that. This is what that is. Okay. And then we have what's printed on the page. That's enough to say, I think, to get you started with this. And let's see where we go in our music making.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll stop you here. You have a beautiful sound forming here, and I want you now to understand your relationship. The piano always has to be heard. You are this eighth note pulse, and so if you cannot hear the piano, then you're playing too loud. Saxophone, a beautiful tone, beautiful sound. Stay in that dynamic range, no higher. The same with flute, you do not ever rise out of a piano dynamic range. Timpani, I need a quality of pointed sound so that you make your presence known. It's not just a muffle, all right? So that you are a timekeeper kind of thing there. So either a slightly different place on your drum head or a slightly firmer mallet or something of that sort, okay? All right, give it a try. In time. 16ths are too fast. No breath. Flute and saxophone, one sound. Take the time here, and Nelson with the saxophone solo, that your dynamics are directly as written. You have diminuendo in measure 20, a crescendo in 21, and no break over the top, so you have to have big air, okay? So wherever you want to find yourself would be all right. This is hard, isn't it? Okay, 11 is a good startup point, okay. And give yourself more sound. That's good. Now release it. Yes. Patience. I need more of the vibe sound. Not much, just a bit. In time, strictly in time. Bigger, bigger. start it. Some odd noise in here, and I just want to find out what is happening in terms of the sound. Can we go there? Can we go at measure 85 one more time? All right. 85, is that all right?
Second transmission, we're changing pitch at measure 90 at the correct spot there. So we're a little bit fuzzy on the measure. Same thing on the second alto. Okay, 85.
All right, now I cannot restrict your ability to play down to nothing. Clarinets are easy playing in that range. Oboes, it's more difficult for you to play that clear pianissimo at that range. So you take you give it as much air as you can and make it as an ethereal a sound as you can find there. Okay, try. This is. Okay, now, when you are playing in this passage, all right, it's marked pianissimo, there is no crescendo, absolutely none, all right? Trumpets, I need you to balance your sound, trumpets, trombone, so that you feel that sonority. Can we just hear that at measure 86, just you three people? Let me hold it and sustain it and feel it, see what it feels like. Ready? And. Okay. I'm hearing more first trumpet than I am second and trombone. Bring the first trumpet down a little tiny bit. Ready? And now. There you go. Okay, that's your sound, okay? And bring that into the piano tone. So let's get everybody started at 85, all right? You guys match that sound now. Oh, that sounded good, yes. Enough air, go ahead. Right. And oboes, add more air, a little bit louder, be brave. Nice crescendo now. Come on. The
Michael, this slowing down at 98 is going to be us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will be us. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wherever you want to be.
Let's do 90. How about 93? One more time for that. From our own quartet. 93. Is that 93? No, 95. Yes? That should be on your block,
No diminuendos, Nelson. Okay, no, I have to. You are the solo line here, and so when you get through measure 98, no, a breath, but don't let your line break. Okay, you stop the tone before you get to the last two beats, but you need to now musically go across the line. And then no diminuendo. Okay? Yeah. Drama, right? Drama. Make it happen. Okay? Yeah. And one thought for you all as an ensemble. Most of you have finished playing your instruments at this point in the piece, and I don't want you to check out. Okay, I want you to keep your attention fully on the sounds that are being made. When you do that, you bring your consciousness to that sound, and that sound comes to life. If you guys check out, then he's all alone. Right? And the reality is that you are still fully making music with him. Right? He's the one speaking, but you're the ones energetically supporting what his speech is, right? And then it becomes really powerful. So try that now. And I want you to pay full attention to the sounds that you hear. It's going to be the piano. It's going to be largely the saxophone. You'll hear the clarinets occasionally. But you examine that sound with your consciousness. Taste that sound. I like that way of thinking. You taste the sound. What does it taste like to you, that sound? And you're going to hear all its stuff happening. And you go, oh my God, listen to that. Yeah, this will be your experience when you hear this thing happening. So bring yourselves forward. Don't let yourselves simply collapse into, I'm done, you know, and then we'll try. So where do you want to start now?
I was going to thank God.
Make your drama now. Follow your conductor. Quieter, a lot quieter. Take your time. Okay, let me ask you now. This is at quarter equals 54, but you have the fermatas. So you start the first yum, di, bom, 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 bom. Let it breathe. Second one, di, bom, bi. Let it breathe. And then there's no more bass, right? But you are still in tempo at measure 122. So it's still bum, bi, bum, bi, bum, e, ah. And then, right, so try. And go right there. Would you please measure 120? And I don't think you need to conduct him at this point. I think that he's on his own. You finish the piece. It's all by yourself, okay? So you do it without having to worry about connection here. So go right there. Take your time, breathe. Take more time. I'm going to ask you to do that. Now, your tempo is here. Right? This is 54. Okay? All right? Internalize that, but then let your fermatas breathe more. All right? Take more time. Do one more time there. And all of you, take a deep breath with him. I'm going to give him the beat, but I want you to breathe on the upbeat with my breath in and let it out on his downbeat. Okay? Go with that. Yeah. Here's... Yeah, pedal stays down all the way. All right, okay, all right. So as a group, take a deep breath now. Okay, tempo is here. One and two and three and four. Okay, take that tempo, all right? And breathe with me now, everybody, and... And let it ring and play softer. Go ahead on your own. Listen to it. Pedal stays down. No, you have a whole measure of sustaining that. Okay, no, your pedal must stay down. Yeah, we're going to, this is radically important that we get this straight so that we know what we're doing here, okay? Your pedal stays down the entire distance, and then you've got that measure of rest. Let's take the time. We'll do one more of these, okay? And this is, everybody, breathe with him and pay attention to fully his sound. I want you to live in his fermatas. This is where I've come to as a musician. I can live in single tones. There are entire lifetimes in single tones, entire lifetimes, universes in single tones. All right, and I want you to experience that now with this sound. All right, here it is. Okay, yeah, you found out how to do that now. Okay, I would like to do a couple of things with you. And oh, one, yeah. Okay, what I would like to do is to go to measure 41, and this is only people who have the fast notes here. Just you. So this is going to start with clarinets, saxophones, vibraphone, marimba, and anybody who has fast notes, join in, but just you, none of the other sustained tones, okay? Okay, all right. Now, let's do a thing here. This is for alto saxophone and clarinets 1, 2, and 3 at measure 41. Play and sustain only your first tone. Just one tone, play and sustain, fortissimo. Here it is. Ready? And. Okay, make it bigger. Ready? And. Get your attack ready and be ready to do bigger. Ready? And now. Yes, that's a fortissimo. What you were doing before was a mezzo forte. Okay? Now, I want you to start there with your conductor, and at that's your quality of tone that you must sustain. I don't care if you miss notes in this passage. I do care if you don't have that sound. Okay? So move that sound. Try that. Go ahead. Just you guys. Okay, now, all right, you heard what I heard, which is at a certain point it kind of fades out, all right, because your fingers kind of go, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing here, all right, so this means that I need you to get some finger time so that you are more comfortable with this altogether, and if you miss something, forget it, hop on and do the next thing, but get to the fortissimo, and I would like you to try this now. I want you to fight with this passage, literally fight with it. until you're swearing at yourself and at the music, all right? Because I do when I'm composing this stuff, right? Right, you ought to hear me. I mean, it's not pleasant. Yeah, this will come through me, and it will make me scream. Yeah? Okay, and I want you to feel that. Right, this is your scream now. Okay, start at 41. Find your fortissimo. Stay in that game. I don't care if you fall down. Get up. All right, and see what comes. All right, would you do that, please? This is 41. Vibe and marimba, you can make big sound here. I don't hear you yet, okay? Keep it up. Yo. Do. Flow. Boom. Do. Okay. All right. You're starting to play the game. All right. Okay, good. Can we put all parts to that now? And I need everyone, you know, this is not foreground and background. Everybody is foreground. Everybody's right in your face, all right? But I need your fast music to do that. All right, would you go, please? Everybody, start where you want to find a place to start, where it's good for you.
We start right at 41.
41, good, okay. To hear what that is. Okay, yeah, right. It's exhausting. There's no question about it. Now, for Martin, when you do your holding back at measure 64,
yes.
take whatever you need there. And it says quite slow at measure 65, right? You just take the thing, you know. Okay. This is Pavarotti singing at the Met, all right? Okay, yeah. And let it blossom to its full value, right? And then you move forward into the next. And would you try that, please? And we'll find that now that we've broken your tension here. But let us start at measure 60, if that's okay, if that's going to work. All right. 60 horns.
Can I make it one measure?
Yep, sure. Okay. you want to do what? 60. Okay. Horns and trumpets, do what you can do here. Fortissimo, and make that thing in the middle, okay? Here again, Rito in time. Okay, beautiful. You can go even further. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just let the music tell you what it wants to do, as opposed to I'm going to do something here. Okay. Okay. When we get to measure 73 and the solo lines, it has to be one voice. It's going to go from horn to bassoon. To bass clarinet, to pizzicato with the double bass. It is a single voice retiring from this great storm of sound. All right. So know that you're putting your place in the voice and that you're handing it to the next person as opposed to I'm doing my part, I'm done. Okay. Can we take the downbeat, let's say of measure 67, and start that process again there?
Thank you.
Okay, we do have a dangerous moment there, and I think that it's going to be between you and him, right? That you simply eyeball and know. Okay, Nelson, that's working well. Now I want to add one more thought to you, and that is at measure 102, that your last eighth note have the same power as the rest of your line. Right now you're kind of swallowing it, and that eighth note needs to propel forward into the next downbeat, okay? And the diminuendo gradual is just that. You're losing too much too soon, all right? And so you need to find a way to get a breath there, okay? So that you have enough to get over the top, all right? So, but make sure you get a powerful breath at that particular instant, and then no more breath after that, yeah. Okay? All right. So I think there we are. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
57? Sure.
It sounds like all 16th notes.
Yeah, 57 if you have the dotted quarter note, please. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but going into 58 as well. 16th notes on beat one.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's directly in tempo in measure 57. You know, there's no holding back on the end of the bar. And then right on it, so you don't feel like you're having to. Okay, now your eighths are not in the same place, right? You hear? All right, so sing it once as opposed to play it once, all right? Okay, as simple as that, and I'll put it through your horns, okay? Okay, you're thinking late on your and of two, right? It's just coming in the tiniest little bit late, and it's drawing it back. Okay, and now try it fortissimo. I'm pushing you there. I want you to find your intonation along with that. So you know, you can't find the intonation any other way except to be the absolute and then to know where your body is going to be with that, all right? Give it a try. Interesting that when you play the powerful dynamic, the intonation begins to straighten itself out. It's so good, all right? Can we put everybody but the 16ths there, all right? Everybody who's playing at measure 57 except the 32nd notes. Thank you. We're going to go forward. Okay. Why don't you guys take 30 seconds and stand up, stretch your bodies, okay?
For the please otherwise?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're working, okay?
I think so.
And you know, my thought was Reed earlier on. You know, he's nervous about getting, be able to play sections, be able to maintain our strength and all that. And I've asked him now, let's make music. Let's do the whole. All right? We will find our way. They can play this piece. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've enjoyed it tremendously today, really.
So thank you so much.
We okay on time?
Absolutely. Yeah, we probably won't come back to Alex today, but we got more done this afternoon, so we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can take as much time as you need. We go to 405, and as much time as you need to with him.
Yeah, but you hear these guys making music now.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah. They're enjoying it. It's great. I am too. It's fun.
We will do the same that we just did. That we'll start and we'll work and see where we go. Okay? All right, I want to see what you do. Stop you from over here. Okay. All right. Very decent play. I want to add a couple of ideas for you. First is tempo. It's too fast. Okay. And so the 44 is, it wants to crawl up, you know. And so you just simply stay in that small tempo space. The very first thing I want to ask you is that you must have your full attention of the ensemble before you actually give a downbeat. What happened the first time is that there's still noise and still people still settling and you give a downbeat. And it surprises everybody to to have that happen, then suddenly all the attention is there. But if the attention is immediately here, I would like to try something with you. Have everybody, please, just take a deep breath and let it out so we are together. And let it go. All right. And now, I simply want you to listen to this room space. Just listen. Now, within that few seconds, you heard a few things, one of which was the person making a noise out there, which is fine, but you then paid attention to it, right? You were fully conscious of that, as opposed to, well, that could happen. A truck could drive by, and you wouldn't be aware of it if you weren't paying attention to it. But now you're paying attention. What else do you hear in this room space? We'll try it again. Let him settle. So we'll take that deep breath again. Just let it go. And then listen to your room space. Okay, it is a remarkably quiet room. What do you hear? Okay, something's in the lights. Anything else? There's a small air thing way down below. Anybody else hear anything? Okay, voices, yeah. All right, suddenly you become aware. That's all I'm trying to say, is you become aware of the space in which you are sitting now. And I want you to bring this same quality of attention to the very first sounds of the piece that you're going to play. And with that idea. And to take the deep breath, allow yourself to go deeply as opposed to, I got to get through this. Different. You know, I'm managing, I'm getting these people to play. No. They will play. You are the presence through whom they are playing. Do you understand that idea? And let them have their full capacity to play, as opposed to, I'm going to make you play. Okay, try that and see now. And you wait internally until the room is present. Big crescendo, more. Do it, crescendo, power. For a moment. Okay, now, first off, you heard that first sound that was made. It was shocking, right? You heard it now completely because you were ready to receive it and pay conscious attention to it. It was shocking. It was, oh my God, yeah, it's one of those. Now, horns, when you come to measure 13, your mezzo forte extends into the fermata on the second beat with a stopped horn. So you have to do something to keep your sound present as opposed to dong, dong. You have to have that buzz that continues and then you let it go down. Can you start right there? This is measure 13. And I'll say, and the mezzo forte for clarinets is bigger. Right? So you start bigger and then get smaller each time. Okay, give them that chance, right. We've started and suddenly you've got to jump into the game here. But there is blood in this sound. And maybe that doesn't make sense, I don't know. It's a bloody sound in the sense of almost as if you're going to throw up something that's bloody, okay? Can you think that thought, that image? And you have to get it out of your system, all right? And this is what you're starting to do. This is what's starting to happen in this music. You have to be able, essentially, to rip apart your physical body so that the spirit can show itself, right? And this is where it starts, okay? Try this idea. See what you do now. You know, we'll see how it changes you. Okay, now I have to start here. Okay, all right. Yes, okay. That was it. Okay. It's really interesting change of sound. For piano, you have to be strictly in tempo in measure 18. Your 16ths are way too fast. Okay? You have your first beat. You know, so it has to be right there. Can we go exactly on that beat, please? This is measure 18. All parts. Okay, we'll add one more. Okay, we'll add one more. All right. Vibes and piano only at measure 18, okay? You guys are in unison together in terms of your rhythms, all right? Play and listen to each other. Go ahead. Measure 18, just those two. Okay, all right. Don't anticipate you beat three. All right, so boppy, boppy, together. Each time the piano and the vibes are together in this passage. Can we take all parts, please, measure 18, and go forward. Full forte fortissimo on the big stuff. Okay, go ahead. Come for the 4-5 and blow. Okay, let's stop for a moment. Good effort on the piano and cymbals. It's a bit too loud, so slightly softer for the mezzo forte there. Now that stopped, I wanted to do a couple of things. Horn at measure 39. Second horn, who has it? Okay, be brave. All right, let yourself do that and not be scared of it. People who have sustained tones, and this is going to be, I'm looking at, okay, all right. Believe that thought. I'm going to go a different direction with you at the moment. Leave that thought. What I'd like to do, this is going to be at measure 31. I'd like to hear brass, hear what you've got here. And this is going to be horns, trumpets, trombones, euphonium, tuba at measure 31. Would you just do that passage for me? It's going to be three bars. Let's see what that feels like as an ensemble. All right. Okay, stop a second. Okay, all right. You're asking them to play a nice, quiet music. Your gesture is, and how do you ask them to play fortissimo? Okay, yeah. All right, this is your, what is it in you that will ask them to play fortissimo? I mean, a true fortissimo. Okay, all right, okay, so that we're not going to waste you too much, make it bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, no, different than okay. Find something now in yourself, okay? An ensemble, find something to be ready to respond. He's going to open the door, and let this thing tell you what it wants to be. This is, again, musical process for me in composing is I don't know what's going to happen. You know? A passage like this surprises me, and it comes out, and I've got to write it, and I've got to say, and I'm screaming my way through this stuff as I'm writing it, literally screaming my way as I find this. I mean, it takes time to write the notes down, so I'm not screaming every instant. Yeah? But when the thing strikes me, you know, the thing opens up and pushes right straight through me. It's not my brain saying, I'm going to construct something. It's something opens right here and right here, gut center, heart center, and there is a voice which goes, whoa, you know, just like that. And I want you to find that. Find one of those at that spot. You try now. This is at measure 31 with that quality. Okay, all right, and now, all right, it's a start. Now what I want to, I'm going to work a little bit with you. I want tuba and euphonium only, and this is at measure 31, and I'll conduct you this time. Tuba, euphonium only, here it is, ready? Okay, be ready, right on the edge of your sound, da. It's going to be an immediate, powerful attack, ready? And keep it up. Okay, all right. How much more have you got? All right. Especially tubas, okay? All right, I'm going to push you on this. Let's try a thing here. And this is the third beat of measure 31. Tubas only. Hold and sustain your B flat. Fortissimo. Ready? And. All right, find it. Hold it. Sustain it. Give me a fortissimo. Ready? And now. And. Okay, you know where it is now. Find it without fear. Okay, here it is, and now. Okay, make it bigger. Ready? And now. And. All right, if it burbles, it burbles. Make it bigger. Ready? And now. And. Yeah, hurt me with your sound. Ready? And now, and. There's your sound. Okay? Euphoniums, let me hear your first sound, which is your first B flat on the end of that. Just pick out the B flat and we'll conduct it as a downbeat, okay? You understand what I'm saying? You're going to do B flat for me, the same pitch the tubas just had. Ba, and let me hear your quality of sound. Here it is. Ready? And now. Okay, make it a lot bigger. Ready? And now. And. Yes, you feel the difference. You feel the edge. Okay, trumpets, let me hear. First sound. This is going to be second beat of measure 31. Play and sustain your first tone of that set. There it is, trumpet one. Ready? And now. Okay, make it even more blatant. Ready? And now. And. Yes. Trumpet two, same tone, same thing. Ready? And now. Okay, come up to your trumpet one guys, right? Right. You heard them do what they just did. Okay, ready? And now. And. All right. You're behind the sound. Get bigger sound. Ready? And now. Yes. Trumpet three. Where are you? Okay, you. Okay. And bigger sound. Same thing that they just did. Ready? And now. Yes. Okay. Now we're going to try it as an ensemble. You conduct now. This is at measure 31. Brass only. Everybody. Okay? You've been spared. But okay. But you know what you're going to try to do now. All right? Do that. Go ahead. Okay, yes, okay, all right, yes. Now add everybody there, all right? All parts, please. The full ensemble comes down to pianissimo on the third beat so that you can hear them. If you cannot hear the brass players doing their stuff here, get yourself out of the way, okay? And then you have your crescendo, which gets you to measure 34. Go ahead. Listen to each other, cymbals and piano, listen to each other. You have to be ready with your tone. It was a beautiful moment, Manuel, beautiful moment that came down to there. All right, you hear what that quality of the silence is? It's really quite stunning. Let us take the last two bars, measure 47, if you will, so we'll make that transition time. You have to be ready with your tone. Less first? Yes, okay. All right. I just want to balance out the brass sound here. Can we hear just trumpets and trombones measure at 49? Just you, those players, okay? Let me do it with you. Trumpets, trombones, ready, and here. Let me hear just trombones, please. Ready, and now. Lord, a little bit more of the second trombone. All right, so balance your sound so that you hear each other together. Ready, and now. Okay, add to that third trumpet. Okay, third trumpet and the two trombones. Here it is. Ready, and now. Plus second trumpet this time. So blend into that sound. Ready, and now. That's all it is. Okay. All of you guys, trumpets, trombones, ready? And now. Now, add double bass and contrabass clarinet to that. We have the contra. Yes. Okay. You guys be ready to play. Here it is, that sound, just you people. Ready? And now. Okay. That's about as nice a sound as you want. That's spooky. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's try this now with the upbeat into 49, so the end of 49. And Manuel, be in time with that, so as opposed to just sort of treating it as a fermata, all right? Strictly in time, then you have your fermata. All right, and trumpets, be brave, right? Okay, it's all right. Quieter, quieter. All right, now, I want you to notice for a piano and a vibraphone that you start at a mezzo forte. Everybody else is pianissimo. You come in bigger, okay? Can we take the downbeat of measure 30, 54, downbeat of 54? That's it. Listen to each other. Become one voice. Letting it go dynamically. Quieter. Let it go all the way to nothing. Okay, that's an astonishing sound. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I want to try one experiment with you, and this is going to be at measure 54 again. I would like him to start you at measure 54, and then I want you to play without conductor through the end of this piece and see what you two guys do together, okay? So you're going to have to just simply have that mental, emotional contact. Can you see each other at all? Can we arrange the piano a little bit so that that maybe he comes
what's
forward?
In your way? Michael, what's in your way that you can't see him? We can move stuff. What's in? Why can't you not see him? Is it a body or?
There's a person in the bass.
Which music stand?
Yeah, we got a few more feet. The piano can come in. All right, and that's all right.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we can move it forward on a couple.
Okay, all right. Oh, let's have that try. All right. All right. This last, and then we're done.
Okay.
54. Okay, now, we will have conductor, but what I want you guys to do on your own, take a few minutes and simply get in touch with each other, okay? So that you know what you're going to try to do there. All right, I think we are.
Okay, yeah, we went over a little bit. Thank you all very much. Excellent rehearsal.